This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rockin' Money Podcast, episode 158. Time to talk about your saving, investing, and protecting all that hard-earned money you got. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach, along with Amanda. She is a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we're grateful you've joined us. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/rockonthemoney. And of course, our amazing website, rockonthemoney.com. Hi.
Hi.
I'm kind of depressed about
You don't sound depressed. How can you be depressed? You sit and play video games every day.
Let me tell you something.
Well, I guess there's plenty of depressed people playing video games, aren't
you,
there?
You are no different than the trolls that come by game and say, get a real job. Get a proper job. Get a real job. You're old man. Get off Facebook. Let me tell you something. I've never worked so hard in my life. I mean, that is no joke. I put so many hours into all this. It's crazy. But you know what's good about that, though? I started streaming on Facebook. Guys, if you don't know, I'm a Facebook gaming partner. So I play video games 7 days a week, and people watch me do this. Nonsense, okay? I'm yelling. That's why my voice is like this. But I started this, Amanda, during the pandemic. And you remember, because we were doing the podcast. I did this. I needed a distraction from COVID and all the nonsense going out there and the crazy people. And the other thing, which I'm grateful for right now, is it's a distraction from my retirement accounts.
Yeah.
Because I listen to you laugh. I'm going to be open and honest with you guys. I'm down. I think pretty much everybody's down right now. Yeah, it's down. It's more than normal. Remember what we always say, Amanda? It's overtime. And look, we've had a great run in the last 2 years, right? I mean, definitely 3% figure. Over 100% returns.
We have had a great couple of years.
Yeah. So,
but this is teaching us that all it takes is a bad couple of weeks to wipe out an entire year.
So, as I tell you, Amanda, this is when I get freaked out and I just don't look at it. So, yeah,
I don't look at it either.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, the fun's over. Now I don't look at it for a month and then I'll go back, like, oh, and usually what happens in 1 or 2 months, I'll go back and look at it again. Oh, I kind of came back a little bit. Okay. Everything's fine.
Recovered.
But what's the worst thing you could do right now, Amanda?
Sell. And I have people in my life who are like, you know what? I should just sell off some of my that are traditionally poor performers anyway and get into like energy, which is doing great right now. I'm like, I wouldn't do that. You're just locking in your losses.
So now they're experts in trading with their crystal balls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look.
But you know, you do you, but I wouldn't.
Yeah. We gotta sell
seriously,
that
Craig. We gotta get that t-shirt.
I'm gonna put that on Teespring.
That might be the only way this podcast becomes profitable. Selling t-shirts.
You do what? You know what? That would actually be a great coffee mug and stuff because it adapts to anything in life. You do you, but I wouldn't.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna put that on Teespring. We're gonna open up our store, and that'll be our first item. Anyway, we got great questions.
The moral of the story is. Don't touch it. You're in it for the long haul, the long game. And if looking at it makes you nauseous or anxious or want to panic, then don't look at it because there's nothing you're going to do about it anyway.
Guys, I've been investing for decades. I've been through Gulf Wars. I've been through pandemics, not just this one. There's been previous ones. I've been through the dot-com burst. I've been through everything. I've been through 9/11, everything.
And you're still up, aren't you?
I'm still here and way up from when
it's long term because you didn't just panic and bail out when the going got rough.
So if I go to my 457 account, which is the government version of a 401k, it shows you how much you actually put into the account over time. And I look at that compared to the total. It is mind boggling because it's not as much as you think, but what it did over time, because I kept putting money in there, no matter if it was up, down, whatever. And when things went down, like right now, I would increase. Right now, I would increase your deposits right now. The amount I have now is just mind-blowing. Math is real. Math is real. Math is hard, but it's damn real. And it works. And you get me all fired up because I go, and see, now I'm all better now. That was good therapy. Thank you, Amanda.
There you go.
All right. Three, four questions. Can you read this one?
Yeah, sure. It's you want me to read it because it's long, right?
Yeah, I've been gaming all morning. I've been yelling about trucks and video games all day. Yeah, good.
All right, so here we go. Hello, guys. I finally pulled the trigger on opening an investment account through Fidelity. The advice I'm looking for is on funding a Roth IRA. It has given me the option to make my contribution for 2021 or 2022. Another thing I'm curious to know is how do you guys come to a good decision on single stocks? I bought $100 worth of Tesla stock and $100 worth of Apple stock. I'm a total newbie and bought the single stocks to learn. You guys are awesome.
Okay. Can we?
So they're not listening to us.
No. I think they're brand new. We have a lot of brand new listeners now. So we probably need to do the baby steps, all that too. But let's go back to the first part. It's asking if they should do a contribution for 21 or 22. In general, under current rules, you can still do your IRA contribution up to a tax day for last year. That's why they're asking that.
Yeah. So if you don't have 2021 already contributions maxed out, I would do 2021 and max it out and then work on 2022, getting that maxed out by the end of this calendar year.
Yeah, that's a simple answer. That's
how standard. You double up your investments this year.
You literally have up to April, is it 17th this year? Something like, it's not 15 this year because it falls on a weekend, but you have up until tax due day to do that. So that's why it's asking.
So you can contribute up to $6,000 for 2021 or $7,000 if you're over age 50.
There you go. Just wire it, whatever. But don't wait. Don't wait, because sometimes it takes a little while to get it transferred if you're withdrawing from bank, electronic transfer. And don't wait. Just get it done. The other part, single stocks. I only include this because it's that order investing thing that we do. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, stop. You're brand new. You shouldn't be investing in single stocks. And $100 means you have just a tiny fraction of one share. I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, Apple's like $170 per share. You don't even have one share. You're wasting your time with that.
What we suggest is you want to invest in the S&P 500 index fund. And so that is a fund that indexes the top 500 companies in the United States. So they're all winners. They're 500 winners in it, and you get a share of each of them.
And guess what?
Not a share, but a piece of the pie.
And guess what? Tesla and Apple are in there.
They're in there. So you would already be investing for them, along with Microsoft,
Visa, MasterCard. By the way, I know it sounds weird, but Visa, MasterCard are in the top. Those are big money makers. You know why, Amanda? People like to be in debt. So someone's making money on that debt, and that's the companies. They're way up there on the top.
Yeah. And so you're automatically diversified. So you're not putting all your eggs in a Tesla basket, which has been somewhat volatile the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
You're diversified, it's really volatile but now, you still have some in that. So you can still take advantage of the swings that go up and down. You're just, you're spreading out your risk.
Big time. And one thing I'd like to talk about, the S&P 500 index. Yes, I have a lot of tech stuff. And yes, I'm down because of tech overall, but I know it'll come back over time. I'm very confident about Apple, Microsoft, and all that. That's fine. But the nice thing about the S&P 500, it is the top 500 companies of America, okay? So when the big boys are not doing well, like growth stocks right now, the growth ones are the big boys, like let's say Microsoft, Tesla, stuff like that, Apple. When they're hurting, it also tends that the ones on the bottom of the 500 list, Amanda, start coming back.
Yeah.
So because of that diversification of the 500 best, while some are not doing well, the other ones pick up the slack. And then over time, you're getting 8 to 10% per year, 8 to 12% actually, on average over time, over decades, proven, because it is always the top 500. And all the time, Amanda, they're always adjusting this list of 500. Like Tesla just got in there because of their market cap, how much it's worth. So it has to meet a certain qualification before it gets in there. So you literally are automating your investing. It's so simple. People find it hard to believe it's that easy, but it is. Yeah.
And so here's the other thing is we talk about good returns. You know, you estimate 8% return a year on your retirement account.
Right.
The last couple of years. So let me talk to you for a second about the S&P 500 index fund. 2019, the return was 31.49%.
Yes.
2020, 18.4%.
Yes.
2021, 28.71%.
You're turning me on, Amanda. Keep going.
You're not getting. I'm not going to talk about 2022 yet because we're only and things change. But, what single stock is beating that?
Right. Now, of course, someone's going to say, well, if I had had this, well, if I had known all kinds of things with unknowns moving forward, we have a lot of conflict going on overseas. We got interest rates going up. You don't know. So what, you gonna sit there and pick on one stock like you're a stockbroker or something like that? Like you have some magical crystal ball. It's always easy to look in the rear view mirror. Like, well, if I had gotten Apple, you don't know what's going to happen to Apple in the next year. People think they know, but you don't know. Well, you go, you get their financials out and sit down over a whole Sunday and study them. No, you don't. Yeah. You don't know.
In fact, last year, 2021, when the S&P gained 26.9% for the year, the Dow Jones Industrial Average only gained 18.7%.
Look at that.
And the NASDAQ only gained 21.4%. So it outperformed everything.
And
I mean, except if you had picked like one random, you know, unicorn stock, which almost never happens.
I've seen more articles and blog posts of people switching over the S&P 500 because they want to automate it and they're tired of stressing out over this stock, that stock, and they're saying they wish they had done it a long time ago.
Yeah.
It is so relaxing because it's an automated way of investing. It does over time, 8 to 12% per year, which means your money will double every 8 to 9 years on average over time. It's so easy. It's so easy. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. You know, only 25% of the mutual funds out there can beat an S&P 500 index fund over time.
That I don't want to spend my time researching and figuring out which one might.
There's a study every year. They go and look through all the mutual funds. 60 to 70% of them cannot beat a simple index fund. That right there tells you I have a 70% shot at winning every year. Who would not want to go into a casino with those kind of odds? I mean, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, even if you're so-called losing, you're still having great returns.
Right. Exactly.
It just means you aren't, it isn't the best returns, but you also have there's very low fees associated with these funds, you know?
That segment right there, that question should be a separate podcast right there. I mean, that right there. We're trying to make it easy on you guys, but overthinking it.
All right. Question two. Thinking about opening a second Roth IRA through Schwab and closing a Target retirement fund. Thoughts? Yeah.
Oh, boy. There's a lot.
There's no benefit to a second Roth IRA.
And why is that, Amanda?
Because you can, the tax law.
Right. You mean law?
By law, you can only contribute up to $6,000 a year to a Roth IRA or a combination of Roth IRAs. So you can't just do 6,000 plus 6,000 plus 6,000 into infinity.
Right.
It's 6,000 total.
So you would have to have two $3,000 Roth IRAs.
Yeah, or one for 1,000 and one for 5,000. Whatever the math does to get you to six, it doesn't matter. But why complicate your life and have more than one account? It makes zero sense to me. But so the second part, choosing a target date retirement fund. Craig, this is your turn to rant.
All right. So target date funds were developed through a bill in Congress, I think in the 90s, okay? It was lobbied by all these investment companies as a simple way for you going, getting a job that you had a simple retirement fund that said, if I retire in 2050, that concept is you stay in that target fund and it does it automated over time. The problem with it does not perform anywhere near what we just said in question one. The S&P 500 index fund, because it contains international, it may contain a lot of bonds in it. And we don't want bonds because bonds don't make money. They just don't make money. They can't even keep up with inflation. We like to stay with an index fund, the S&P 500 index fund in your retirement accounts for your 401ks, your 403bs, or 457s. Target retirement funds are like automated. Many jobs now will put you in that automatically and you have the option to get out of it. I would say get out of it and get into the 500 fund. And you'll have different names in your list, but usually the number 500 is in there somewhere. It may not say S&P 500 index fund. It'll say the Fidelity 500 or something. That's your index fund that you want to be in. And it will perform 4 to 6% better than that target day fund.
Yep.
Yeah. I get on a rant on these target. It makes these companies a lot of money.
It does.
If they can get you in there, because there are a lot of fees buried in those. If you dig into them, you'll realize it's a lot of products that people don't buy. I don't want to say different companies, but They'll pick all these different products that they have that they make money off of, and they just put them all into one neat little package and say, here we go, 2050, 2060, whatever. It's not bad, but you can do a lot better. You can do a lot better. It doesn't fit our investment criteria at all. It doesn't check off any boxes, so we stay out of them. I'm off my soapbox, sorry.
Okay.
I see that word, it just freaks me out. So many people are in them because they're I'm not saying they're lazy. They just don't know that they should just get out of them. They think it's my retirement fund. I'm good. Yep. Yeah, you're okay, but you're not going to make the money you need to retire. You may. I guess I should say may, right, lawyer?
I don't think any target date fund gained almost 30% last year.
No.
Like the FDIC did.
No. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to Rockin' the Money.
Rock stars, Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
All right, welcome back to Rockin' the Money with Amanda and Craig. Check us out on Facebook.com/Rockin' the Money, where you can also subscribe to our podcast. But let's not forget, you can subscribe to us everywhere, Amanda. Amazon, iHeartRadio, Spotify, everywhere. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. Just type in Rockin' the Money. We are on every single platform out there. We are blanketed. 159 episodes in. We have over 200 episodes out there because we have some best ofs out there as well. Question number 3, you ready, Amanda?
I am always ready.
Hey, by the way, you were on pain medicine a couple episodes ago. Yeah,
I didn't listen to the episode though. Was it crazy?
Oh, you are at your finest. Let me just tell you. You are loopy. I loved it. We need loopy Amanda back.
Okay. All right. Well.
She's like, oh, great. No, it was great. It was fine. It was just funny. It was a good chuckle. Question number 3. Just invested some money today. First time investing and pretty nervous about it with everyone talking about the market like they are.
Well, everyone's talking about the market because it's down right now. But honestly, I'm jealous. I am so jealous because you're getting a discount on just about everything right now. And I love a bargain. But I don't have any money freed up right now in my accounts to dump it into anything else.
I love how you took that and made it a huge positive because I am also jealous. If I had a bunch of cash right now, I'd be dumping it in there right now. And yeah, yes,
all
it
my money's already
further.
Tied up in the stocks that are not doing great. And certainly I'm not going to sell them off at a loss to, right. to then buy them.
It could go down further, but I'm already at a discount. So, okay, it'll go back up. Some
it
point.
Could go down a little further, but at some point it's going to go up and you got it on sale.
And Amanda, I know you're a lawyer, but I'm going to say it will go up. The indexes will go up. If it doesn't, you need to get a shelter and start buying that freeze-dried food and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
But it will go up over time, guys.
But we just don't know when. It could be a week from now. It could be a month from now. It could be 6 months from now.
I got one of those crystal balls from Amazon coming, Amanda. I'm going to see if it works. Okay. So I know when all the people know about all this market crashes and stuff. So.
Yeah. No, I mean, go for it and be bold. Put your money into the S&P 500 index fund now. I mean, these companies are going to be just fine in the long run. I know it's nerve wracking when you first get in it, but just set it and forget it and then come back in a year and look at your balance.
Amanda, I do have empathy for these people because in my younger investing years, oh my God, I would stress out. I get it. But because I've been through it so much. I've been through the ups and downs so much. It doesn't really affect me anymore. I'm like, oh, well. I literally say, oh, well, that's cool. It's fun watching it go up. But the it's oh, well parts are kind of, you know, it's like, it doesn't bug me anymore. It's like, oh, well, I'm good.
It still bugs me. So I just don't watch because otherwise I get sick to the stomach.
You're young. You're young.
Oh, you're so kind. I have a bad hip, Craig.
How old are you? 60? What?
Yeah, I'm going to need a cane pretty soon. We'll see.
See, guys, she's in Florida. I'm in Washington, D.C. I can see these guys. Like, I'm at a distance, and her husband can keep us separated. It's like, oh, yeah, don't come and see her right now. All right, question number four. Do you count equity in your house towards your net worth? Like, if I pull $5,000 out from my mutual fund to do some upgrades to a room and a closet, do I consider that an even transfer or a negative $5,000?
Okay, so there's two questions here. One, yes, the equity in your house counts towards your net worth. Two, I don't think it's a like-for-like transfer. Like, there's when you put $5,000 worth of improvements into your home, it doesn't mean that your home's value improved dollar for dollar, the amount of those improvements.
Right. And you're the real estate person.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, I mean, what are you doing to this closet? I mean,
no, they probably hire one of those companies that does those fancy closet systems or something like that. Yeah. That costs like $20,000.
Yeah, it's probably not going to put $5,000 worth of value into your home.
And that $5,000 back in the house, is it going to make 8 to 10% per year over time because of that one improvement?
Yeah.
So you're pulling, I'm hoping this mutual fund is like an extra fund, like an ETF or something that's not part of retirement. If it's part of your retirement plan, absolutely no, don't touch it.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can. You can do what you want. You do you, but I wouldn't.
You got to sell that t-shirt. Sell that t-shirt. Someone's going to put it up there. We need to copyright that thing before I post this podcast. But don't do that. Please don't touch your retirement accounts, guys. That is something extra.
For a room in a closet? Come on.
And what are you doing to a room? Paint
First
it.
First of all.
Put some carpet down and some paint.
Real estate values are as high as they've ever been, and no one cares what your closet looks like.
And you're real estate. So, okay, we do one room and a closet. We're probably not making it bigger.
No.
And we're probably making the closet look bigger. It sounds like they want to do it for themselves, which is fine.
It's not your value. You're not doing it for your net worth.
I'm not real estate, but I don't think you're going to make, I mean, that $5,000 will be gone. And yeah, now you've lost
it. It's not a dollar for dollar. Anytime you do any improvements to your house, it's not dollar for dollar. Sometimes you get more value than what you invested in the improvement, but a lot of times it's less.
You know, if you're doing this to sell a house, you would go through choicerealtyconnect.com, Amanda, and then she will hook you up with one of the best real estate agents. She has access to the top performers, not your cousin, the top performers. And that real estate agent is the person you ask, should I do this to my closet? Should I do this to my room? And
absolutely.
When I go to sell this house, what am I going to get back for it? And they're going to tell you, you ain't getting back anything back.
That's right. Yep. Because only someone who is an expert in your zip code would know whether there's value in that.
She may tell you, yeah, go buy two $60 cans of paint and paint that room. There you're done. That's it. No. There's too many marks on this room. You know, but you say, hey, don't do anything because you're not going to get anything because the market's so hot. Who cares?
Right.
Yeah, nobody cares. Yeah. Real estate people is who you get that. But it sounds like you're doing it because you want it because you need a Valentine's Day is come up or something. I don't know.
If you want to do it and you have the money to do it. I mean, no one's going to stop you from doing it, but don't kid yourself into thinking it has anything to do with your net worth.
Yeah, make sure your retirements are taken care of. Retirements are a big deal because I'm sure you don't want to work forever. Stop pulling your money out of your retirements. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. So I think we kicked that dead horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we like to say, Amanda, you do you.
But I wouldn't.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much, guys. And don't forget, please share our podcast. It's super easy. All of you are on Facebook. I don't know anybody that's not on Facebook. Go on Facebook, go to our facebook.com/rockonthemoney page, and there's a tab right next to photos and videos, stuff like that, is podcast. Click on that, and it turns the Facebook app into a podcast app. You can click on that and share it with all your friends. We would really, really appreciate it, and we'd love to get more of your questions. And you can message us right there on the page as well, and we'll get those messages, and we'll include your questions. We'd love to hear more. So it works out pretty good, doesn't it, man? You've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that has really boosted our listener numbers, and we're grateful you guys are listening. We really are. So anyway, thank you so much, Amanda. You
can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. Podcast at rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.